Perhaps you are one of those close to a million visitors who use the Russian River for recreation every summer. But did you know the river provides water to more than 600,000 local residents? Reporter Pamela Lawrence visited Hillsburg last week to meet with the head of the nonprofit group Russian River Keeper. He told her how wildfires like the Kincade Fire affect the river and its watershed.
Don McInhill is executive director of the Russian River Keeper, a conservation organization located in Healdsburg. He's acutely aware of what the health of the Russian River was before the wildfires of the past few years.
We've got some really grinding day-to-day water quality problems. We have 9 listed pollution impairments in the watershed before these fires even showed up. So this is like taking a very sick patient and throwing them out in the freeway to get hit by a car. We're lucky that it still is something where it's safe to go swimming, and it is the water source for 700,000 people in the community from Ukiah all the way down to Novato.
When we draw a comparison between this year and past wildfires, there's actually some good news for the river.
This fire compared to the Tubbs Fire and the Redwood Fire up in Ukiah, we had far less structures burn. We're talking 149 structures compared to 5,500 in the Tubbs, a couple hundred up in the Ukiah Valley.
Fewer houses burned means fewer toxic chemicals sitting on the soil waiting to be washed into the water system.
So we don't have that huge toxic slug of things. And the other problem, the Tubbs Fire was especially acute. Many of those homes were burned in the urban environment where every drop of water goes into a pipe that gets shot into a creek, no treatment. The flow paths are so efficient. A drop of rain landing right out here will be in Foss Creek within less than 10 minutes. In the Kincade Fire area, some of those burned structures, the runoff from those structures might not ever reach a waterway. We're lucky from the perspective, the amount of and the type and the toxicity of pollutants is a lot less problematic for water quality.
But unfortunately, it's not all good news.
We burned almost twice as large a footprint. The principal issue is going to be increased erosion, which we're going to have for the next potential 10 to 16 years. Here in Hillsburg, we had to build a multi-million dollar treatment plant to filter out sediment. Now it's going to spike even more because of the fire. That's going to increase our cost of treatment.
And that's only part of the problem.
The secondary pollution wave from a wildland fire is usually an increase in trace metals. We expect iron, mercury, and a number of other metals to increase. Imagine if you're a salmon or you're one of our native tule perch. You live in that river. You know, that's the air you breathe.
A drought this year could actually mean less water pollution.
Lower toxicity as far as the pollutants generated by the fire and lower rainfall, moving less of that in, that would hopefully allow us to get through the first year, which is always the worst.
Our own actions can help too.
No matter where you live, when you open your door and walk outside, everything you do affects the health of the watershed.
This is Pamela Lawrence with KRCB's North Bay Report.
Find more on the aftermath of the Kincade Fire and resources for resiliency at norcalpublicmedia.org.